Tariya dhati lamdhrin da lamdhrin dhudhun yore yomare.
Dhayare, lamdhrin dhudhun.
Kichita.
So does everybody have both the text, Lamp for the Path of Enlightenment by the Adisha and the Song of Spiritual Experience by Lama Tsongkhapa?
Both. Yeah. Yeah, because jiggle master the jiggle set so sto you are.
So the, regarding the points which are not touched in one text, they are clearer in the other one.
Now I think everybody knows the basic Buddhist teaching or basic sort of idea of Buddhism is Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths, as you already know, the suffering and its causes. Then a permanent joyfulness or what?
No.
Actually, the sins, you see, suffering creates a lot of sort of unhappiness or unpleasant. So therefore, the permanent happiness is completely eliminate the sources or causes of suffering. That is the permanent sort of actually, the joyfulness. That's third noble truth. Then the method or source to achieve that, the fourth noble truth, path. So that's the according the Buddhist, or not only Buddhist, but also those according non-theistic religion, cause and effect, law of causality. So that was already. Didn't you say that?
No. So there is this teaching on the how causes and conditions bring about their effects, the law of causality.
Things happen. Those are things which are something permanent, then not depend on causes. But those things which momentarily changing, then must be causes. So these things which momentarily changing, you see, without cause, it never happen. So there must be cause. If the cause is something permanent, that also impossible. The permanent cause produce impermanent sort of result. So causes of any result must be same nature. So since result momentarily changing. Changing. So cause also must be same nature. So the dukkha and kasa. Kunjunsa kasa.
Samudaya.
And the nirodha. And
mark.
Ka. Path. Kasa timini. Mark.
Mark.
So this is based on the concept of law of causality. Then here you see Buddhism, you see the one called the terminology, right? Term we call bodhisattva, dependent and arising, bodhisattva. Although Jainism and also one part of Sangha, you see the I think the kasota tenji denjung sa the chik khyal la me so chi so re de denjung cha sa ji ontu ga ma ga so na de du long je bo bo da da ba chi bu she de ga
so although Jainism does accept to a certain extent in reality they do posit the interdependent causation or
some extent, I think. Some extent.
To some extent.
This is non-theistic religion. Also, you see, essentially, you see, agree the law of causality or pratityasamuppada. But, you see, the problem is these two non-theistic religions also accept the Atma, self, independent, absolute, unchanging self. So therefore, the Buddhism, the things, which phenomena which momentarily changing, also is due to, it also, because of the very nature is interdependence.
Dependent
on its own causes. Then the self, who create karma, and also who experience karma's result. That self also, you see, momentarily changing, not permanent. So therefore, long jeje chöda, long jebobo, niga chane, ta, go, deni jungo hindu chane, eni patitisimu pandasar chavda.
So therefore, what is experience, the objects, and who experiences them, both, because both are dependently arisen.
Well, so the teaching of Four Noble Truths based on the Buddhist theory of interdependency. The interdependency effect entirely depend on its own causes. And then that, if we think more deeper way, cause also depend on result. Do seako, do mo di pen dokjil sedo.
So cause is defined as that which helps to bring up an effect, and the effect or the result is that which is brought about by the cause. And therefore, if there is nothing which is actually brought about, then we cannot talk about something which brings it up.
Oh. So from that viewpoint, not only result depend on cause, but cause also depend on result. That does not mean cause come from result, no. But result generally there. So certain things become cause. So at that time, result not actualized, right? But in the mind, you see, coming result. So keep that mind, then we call this cause.
Because of that, then we can understand how the effect or the result that is brought about of its causes is designated by our concepts.
So from that, then also you see, the gyusana chevabuche, devusana leche, ta gyu devutyeve chavache, chajilesum toga.
So the cause is where the doer, the creator, and then we have the result, which is actually what the cause brings about. And then there is the action of the cause bringing about that result.
Oh. So this, so chawa le tue ne, any chawa di chiba bo da, chawa di jukwe le se ne, chawa le tue ne shogdo.
So when we talk about an agent which does some action and also the place or the object on which the action is taking place, these are posited from the point of view of there being someone who, there being an action which is done.
Now, actor, action, the object. Without object, no possibility of action. Without actor, no possibility of action. Without action, no possibility to become actor. You see, there is no independent actor or action or object. Everything, you see, dependent. So that, these are the basis, the concept of absence of independent existence. That we call shunyata. So shunyata does not mean nothingness. But things there, it is very nature is interdependent. So absence of independent existence. So that concept now comes because of it. Because tenjin drebar jung ta thagi sehagi gyunze tenjil shirshabe thane eni tenne takwa sehagi tenjil leo.
And so on the basis of understanding how things are dependent based on their causes and conditions, then we can actually explain how things are designated with our labels and concepts and language.
Since we can't find objectively, still it works. So there's no other choice, mere designation. But mere designation does not mean
so when we say things are merely designated, we're not saying that we can think about anything and it can happen.
No. If I call this black, then that sort of mind, kasota, mind called loshi chaso.
So if I think that this cup here on the table is black in color, then that perception is actually wrong.
If due to some sort of because of the defect, then see black, then the mind can now consider this is black cup. Actually, you see the cup designated by mind, but you see the mind which consider this black, you see, kasota, logic tribalism, mother, pig, nabuchamadwa.
So that perception itself is distorted, and that doesn't mean that the cup actually is black.
So the mind which consider this is black cup, that if I ask another person or two persons whether this is black or white, then two, three persons say white. Then I realize something wrong. My eye. So loksi
So from that, I can confirm that the perception that I have of the cup being black is actually wrong.
So the cups does exist. Color, white colored sort of cup exist. If I consider black is so subject become wrong. This is still remain white. But then investigate what is cup. A color, is the color is cup? No. Shape is the cup? No. The material is cup? No. So again, you see the color, shape, material of the cup, right? Cup.
No.
So now where is the cup? Again, we just merely, you see certain sort of, because of composition, right?
No.
Composition, and with certain color, certain shape, then we simply call cup. If we investigate, we can't find. So, here is the makes a distinction, appearances and reality. Now reality, we say, absence of independent existence. Appearances, looks, objectively exist. Now, what's the matter is that kind of sort of realization, that kind of understanding. If just a mere sort of the academic subject, then not necessarily too much bother. Now check when our mind, our emotion, when I look, you know, when I look at you, one sort of normal level, I just used to see the person. Then some sort of, no, please don't cause of that, cause of that, don't cause of that.
No.
But now, for example, you see, you show me some kind of negative face, then I got some sort of irritation. Then the appearances, objectively there, it become more stronger. So then eventually, you see, the independent appearance, then my mind now grasping is absolute. So the absolute negative. So the anger develop. Then the object appears negative, that also independent. So now antidote, how to reduce that kind of wrong perception is understanding, you see, the object's reality. Reality not independently exist. So much related with my own sort of subjective sort of attitude. So I think yesterday I mentioned the kasa American, the kasa kasa yamin sungo shingit kasa kono sa dushi sadi
Aaron Beck.
Aaron Beck. He's a scientist. Now, he mentioned when we develop anger, object appears as a... I think yesterday I already mentioned, I think. So like that. So therefore, all the destructive emotion is very much based on concept which consider things objectively, independently exist. So once we realize or understand independent existence not there, things there, but much sort of involved your own perception. So that reduce the strong sort of feeling of goodness or bad or something like that. Now, I think roughly speaking, when we develop anger, we need some individual. Otherwise, it's difficult to develop anger. I think sometimes perhaps I think a nation, community, perhaps I think I angry this nation, perhaps. But ultimately, was pointed to one individual. Now, compassion, not necessarily one independent or individual target. I think we can sort of develop genuine sense of concern for all sentient beings. Start myself, do not want suffering. Therefore, all sentient beings who have same sort of experience, same desire, then we can develop genuine sense of concern of their well-being. No need independent target. Anger, can we develop anger towards entire sentient being? I think difficult. Normal person's mind, I don't think you see, can develop anger towards entire 7 billion human being. I don't think. So there's differences. destructive emotion, need, independent target. Positive emotion, no need, that independent target. Difference is, Ningzi the Zutadi, Dimberloradoa. Shiruk Charimdoa. You'll never drink a Keremidoa. Oshta, Jikta Tarta, Satizutadi, Dirdoa. Never drink Nishin Dangage. Nishin Shinjulon Dangage. Chazanga Shiru Yumoche, Shiru Yumoche, Shiru Mintato.
So, with regard to the experiences like love, compassion, these are state of mind which we consider which be considered as like aspirations, and whereas they are not like wisdom, and on the contrary, what we have is also the on the other hand, we also have certain aspects of intelligence.
Yes, that you're wrong.
The views, like we have also the views of eternalism and nihilistic views. So these are, in a way, they have a tinge of some intelligence in them, which actually means that they do some analysis into the nature of things, whereas love and compassion do not have that kind of aspect.
Jasanga? And
therefore, within the Mark, the fourth noble truth, we talk about the skillful means or method part of the practice and the wisdom part of the practice.
No. So, tabgi shiru jabjinshe, shiru tablo chawche.
And so the method part of the practice is, in fact, the method and the wisdom complement each other. Supporting each other.
So the concept of Pratitisamuppada is the key sort of also the element to understand reality. That eventually become the most powerful antidote of destructive emotion. So that's the system. Now the So usually I sort of introduce Buddha Dharma, two sentences. Tap mare jabadang jabatsawa mebadang dawa tenjung shetik.
So usually I summarize the teaching of the Buddha into these two points, which are the ethical conduct or the practice of non-violence or not harming others, and then the philosophical view of interdependent nature of things.
Mm-hmm. So our practice, our behavior, non-violence. That sort of concept comes. Things are interdependent. So I do not want suffering. If I harm other, I will suffer. If I help other, bring some pleasant or joyfulness on other, I will get benefit. So according to the theory of law of causality, interdependency. Through that way, you see, we develop the sort of also determination. I will not harm other. I will not cheat other. I will not bully other. So, the non-violence. Related with that sort of theory. So, that is a general sort of introduction about Buddha Dharma. Perhaps, you see, I may sort of mention the Heart Sutra. I think since my Singaporean sort of friend here, so I would like to share with you the Chinese translation about Heart Sutra. So the Japanese translation, also the Korean and Vietnamese, all is based on Chinese translation. Now, Chinese translation, the Pumong of Tata Jang, Rashni Tongwan of Tao, Saka Jang to the middle.
So, in the Heart Sutra, in the Chinese translation, there is where the Heart Sutra says, if and the five aggregates also are empty of inherent nature, that the word also is missing there.
Mm-hmm. So, Kansa Dame, Mada, Kasa Shuti.
So the Chinese translation mentions that the five aggregates are empty of inherent nature.
Mm. The original Sanskrit text,
whereas in the original Sanskrit, there is this word and also.
Mm-hmm. So in Tibetan translation, also is mentioned that, also said Yorin. So now the meaning, firstly, the Heart Sutra belongs second Dharma wheel. So the first Dharma wheel about Four Noble Truths. There, Buddha mentioned Kansa Dhamme.
Yes. So in the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the Buddha has taught the selflessness of persons.
No. Anathma theory. Anathma theory. Selflessness. No. So that hints the five aggregates, and these things are seems independent existence. Now, the second Dharma wheel, now he mentioned the five Sagandhas also does not exist independently. Not only the self, but also the very basis of self also does not exist by independently.
So in this way, we can actually make a connection between the first noble, the teaching on the first noble truth, the first wheel of the Dharma and the second wheel of Dharma.
Oh. Did you do that? 콜로 바벨 겁네 담이니 순거래 감사하다면 주지 담이니 순거래 콜로 담을 거들로 감사하다면 것도 숨는다.
So in the first turning of the wheel, now the what it teaches explicitly is the selflessness of persons, and whereas the selflessness of phenomena is not taught there, but in the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, then both the selflessnesses are taught, the selflessness of persons as well as phenomena.
So tamini said. No.
So therefore, both the selflessnesses are taught.
Tamini.
No.
Tamini
said. Both.
Oh. Both married. Do see it. Nigga, remember, share. Tamini is shepherd.
So the second turning of the wheel
two
of the Dharma
selflessness.
Teaches two selflessnesses.
Mm-hmm. One, self. One basis of the self, like that. Why? Dadi long jobuche, pungsuti long jajache.
So the person is that which experiences the different things. For example, the experiencing the body and so forth.
Experiencing and also creator.
A creator of karma and so forth, whereas the body and mind are the things which are experienced by it.
Now, within the concept of the absence of independence, then, of course, you see a lot of sort of the different level of the meaning of absence of independence. So now, yesterday I mentioned the three levels. First, try to minimize the grasping for this life and also the sensorial kasota experiences. The second level, now Nirodha, all the negative emotion are source of suffering, so we must eliminate that. So the complete elimination about these negative emotion, that is the permanent joyfulness. That is the moksha or nirvana. So that's the second category. Then third level, not only yourself, but also entire sentient being who under because of the control of these negative emotions or kalesh. So we must liberate the entire sentient being or intersentient being or those sentient beings who under because of the control of negative emotion. So we must liberate from that kind of sort of the situation. That's the bodhisattva practice. Taya and the dinal kasachuti. Dodi langarshe vandala, sai tek dan, sangbe tek, tishin tuni, nyandu tek sheni, tekwa, rimukashi sungto.
So in the Langara Avatara Sutra, there is mention of different kinds of vehicles. It talks about the vehicle of the gods, the vehicle of Brahman, and then vehicle of the Shravakas and so forth.
Now, first vehicle of human being and gods, yes. Devas.
Yes.
So then within Deva, the higher level of Deva, there's Brahma. Then Shavaka, now like that. So after we sort of know the different religious sort of practice, now it becomes clear. The first level is common. All major world religious traditions, all religions, emphasis on practice of love, kindness, and about you see, about anger, about the irritation because of the kam, then practice of tolerance, practice of forgiveness. You see, these are creating causes to get a good life within samsara. So I think all world major religious tradition, you see, in that level, same. Mikichu
Pajajigwari. So all these major religious traditions of the world have the same or common practice, which is to say the common practice of the avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the second level, the vehicle of Brahman, right? Brahma.
No.
Sangvetava. Brahmayana. Brahmayana. Here include practice of shamatha and vipassana. So now, they not only eliminate the harmful actions, the harmful sort of motivation, but also is the mind which scattered outside sort of the phenomena
everywhere, no?
That withdraw and deep samadhi and then vipassana. Now here you see the om visheve chesundani deungala chadana any dungi yugyutvesi jazanga deungala chakwati betdani. Any nang ting zing da soalia da dawal ten da titunyati.
So when we practice vipassana or samadhi, what we are trying to do is try to withdraw the mind from being dispersed towards the sensual pleasures, sensual objects, and because they bring about suffering as the result. And by withdrawing the mind from that or turning it away from the sensual pleasures, but then focusing the mind on single-pointedly, we try to develop single-pointed concentration.
Now, up to that level, the concept of Atma sometimes very helpful. Atma here, I think mainly here, isn't it? Where is Atma here? One my friend, one Hindu meditator, see, he told me, see, they concentrate here. I think Atma. So then, single-pointed sort of meditation. Then here, eventually, some heat comes here. I would like to say, they didn't show the Karchana Shikore.
So I would like to ask, why do the Hindus put this the bindu on their bindu, or what is it called, the color on their forehead?
What's
purpose?
What's
the reason?
Third eye. Wisdom.
Wisdom eye.
Yeah. Third eye.
It's the
Agni chakra.
The
chakra.
It's a vortex of energy here.
No. Agni. Agni, I think, here.
Agya.
Which is where the Guru resides.
Okay.
Guru
resides. Lama. Gomni Deneva.
It's the center of your psychic powers.
So then when you concentrate Atma, where?
What is Agya?
Atma there, but not necessarily a certain place.
Atma is the individual expression of Brahma. So the pure consciousness, which is Brahma, in an individual is expressed as Atma. So it's not in a region.
That's just indestructible.
No, indestructible.
Indestructible. No. So permanent.
Permanent, indestructible.
So is there any beginning? Atma.
Atma is pure consciousness.
So any beginning?
No beginning, no end.
Oh, Sangya, according to Sangya philosophy, Dashirigitivu.
So according to the Sankhya philosophy, there is mention of a person which is called the conscious element.
Recently I met is one great learned sort of Kasade.
Swamiji.
You see, no beginning of Purusha. So same. Buddhist also, you see, no beginning of self. Buddhist was the explanation. The self designated on the basis of continuation of mind. Mind, no beginning. Why? Mind must come from its own substantial causes. Substantial causes must be same nature. So matter never act as a substantial causes of mind or consciousness. The cooperative causes, such as eye organs or brain, substantial causes of mind, but never be cooperative causes. But these physical thing never be
substantial
causes. Substantial causes must be same nature. That's the reason the mind, the first mind, this life, must come from previous continuity of mind. Otherwise, the particles, physical, never become mind. Similarly, mind, substantial causes of matters must be matter, not consciousness, or space. Or space also, you see, there are different levels of space. A space particle, like that. So that's the main reason, no beginning of self. Because no beginning of consciousness, a subtle level of consciousness. Grosser level of consciousness, yes, there is a beginning. So the Sangya philosopher, according to Sangya philosophy, also it's the same. I understand that then, you see, we concluded, it's the same. Purusha, no beginning. At the level of when we achieve moksha, the purusha cease or still remain? So when we reach moksha, within Buddhism, there are, you see, two different theories, different views. You see, some like Vibhashek. When Mahaparinirvana achieve, then the mind cease. So according to that school of thought, the Buddha no longer there now, after he achieved Mahaparinirvana. So here, this sort of view, Nagarjuna, the Rupachukjuba.
No. According to Master Nagarjuna's 60 stanzas of reasoning,
he clearly sort of argue that point. So no sort of asoda mutik chababa kas chababa kare.
Me mamsakas. Me mamsakas.
According to that school of thought, the mind and the klesh, basically, you see, they're always mixed. So when klesh completely eliminate, mind also stop. That's the mudicca baba.
No, so according to the Mimamsakas, this is what they believe.
Mudicca baba sakas, baba. What is Sanskrit word? Suppose you are a Sanskrit scholar.
If I know English, then I can try.
Okay. I think according to Tibetan sort of translation, there are major five non-Buddhist school of thought. So Sangha is the topmost sophisticated sort of philosophy. Then, Modi Charabha, Chavava, Rikji Thavakare.
Vedantic, Vedantas.
Then Charvaka. And Kasa.
Rikji
Thavakare. Chibubha Kasa.
Jain.
Jainism. Jain. So, five, mainly five. So each wonderful sort of words, explanation, wonderful sort of philosophical views, explanation. Among them, most sophisticated is the Kasachoti,
Sankhya.
Sankhya philosophy. And anyway, I think my view, philosophy is actually, I think, those subjects which beyond our sort of direct perception and some explanation about that. So it actually helping us to think, to reach our concept more deeper level. So philosophy is not just mere mental exaggeration.
No.
Right?
Mental imagination.
Imagination, no? Maybe some philosopher, just imagination.
Then if it's mere mental concoctions, what the philosophy tells, then you would have to face a lot of logical challenges.
So genuine philosophy, based on logic, that these should be guidance about our practice. If it's a philosophical view and practice something separate, then what is the purpose of philosophy? Particularly those times, you see, sincere practitioner, sincere spiritual practitioner, they write a lot of philosophical books. And modern scholars may not be like that. Sometimes in order to achieve some sort of some unique thing, then create a lot of sort of imagination, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's like Nagarjuna, Digna, Chandrakirti, Dharmakirti. These, their philosophical view is they try to make clear about the reality. And then raise all different sort of views, different sort of concept, and then debate. Even within the Buddhist view, a lot of debate like that. I think obviously, I think one series of debate between Buddhist school, the Chitta Mantra school, and Madhyamika. Not Madhyamika. Madhyamika, within Madhyamika, there are also one part, also accept Chitta Mantra sort of view. So it's a lot of debate. And anyway, that's a treasure, and it's a treasure.
These are just some things that I wanted to share on the site.
So now, the Lama Tsongkhapa's book.
So in this text by Master Tsongkhapa, there is more detailed explanation of the practices pertaining to beings of small scope.
Three levels.
Three levels.
No more clear explanation. More detail. Call the travels
do you have think an extra text?
The one which has the maroon cover is the Lama Tsongkhapa text. And the one which is the white one is the Atisha text. So that you can know. If you can just get some spare text from the back.
Okay. Oh, there. That? Gautama kya moga che. That di gyagana ma gyuba di samutaya gyuba da gyashin chuju gyuba sinishik duwa.
So with regard to the Lamrim tradition, these stages of the path tradition, there are two major lineages that have come from India. These lineages are called the extensive lineage of the extensive path, and then the lineage of profound view.
Dajin chaba sadi ta tapchi chatshigo ti namjang mabu doga isha dajin mushigo doga ni ne kasubri yilu chebe loi niya kis marwa mata machera ngani shagyarwa zanin ni dajin was.
So with regard to the first lineage, which is called the extensive lineage, this is the practices which are called the method or the skillful means. And here there are many different kinds of lineages or practices within it. Within this lineage, you don't have to do any rigorous critical analysis into the nature of things as such, but you focus mainly on the method part of the practice.
So then
there is also the mention in Buddhist tradition about the two truths, the conventional and ultimate truth, which there are many different interpretations according to the different philosophical schools.
So
So in the Madhyamaka Avatara by Master Chandrakirti, he mentions the two truths, using the term the ultimate truth and also the obscured or the false truth. Now, with regard to this, when he refers, what is referred to by the term ultimate truth is the truth which is actually found not just by our conception, the perceptual and cognitions directly in the beginning, but then they have to be, it has to be found through analytical, critical analysis into the nature of things. And when we do this critical analysis into things, the nature of things, then we find the true ultimate nature. That's the ultimate truth. And whereas the false truth or the conventional truth is that which is not found through this kind of critical analysis into the nature of things, but we accept things on a conventional level without doing this any critical analysis into them. And so when we accept things without going into these philosophical, rigorous kind of critical analysis into things, but accept them on a conventional term, then what we get is the law of causality, how things are, the causes and effects, the effects, and then we also can talk about good and bad, high and low, and so forth. And then accordingly, we can also go about with our practice, which are called the method part of the practice, that have to do with aspirational aspect of your path.
Thus, Sabha said, Nangzam Tigal Mashab She, Ti Yinu Kandishto Duz Pa Takdun Tsen Yundu, Da Niya Chibindizane Sabas. Sāpa dāshāvā sādhī nāmbrā māmbu kāng lé sōngā. Sāpa sādhī pāpā jā yuñdhī sāngjē kī rāngshīn zā yuñnā rāngshīn mō chukā. Sāngjē kī chūñī. Sāngjē kī rāngshīn zā yuñnā sāngjē kī chūñī. Tā mātā sāngdā ngā yuñ kāngdā kāng yuñnī kōrā tādhū kī rāngshīn zā yuñnā tēnē tāksam mātō ngō nī kī chūpa mē tēngi tī kāng lā rō chī pachā. Tē shēyā dī pā tāksā chēnī shē kua chī rā mātō Nangzam dinga ne namsa shetya mewa yindu zane sabas.
And then the ultimate nature or ultimate truth is also known as the profound view. And so here the meaning of profundity is that this truth or the very nature of things cannot be understood merely based on the appearance of things. But then, just as we have in the appearances, there are many different varieties. The profound nature or the profundity here, which refers to the ultimate truth, does not have that kind of multiplicity of appearances. But it's the ultimate nature or the essence or the ultimate nature of how things are. And so this has to be found through our critical analysis into the nature of things. And so when we get to this ultimate nature of things, ultimate truth, it's the same. Even when we talk about the ultimate nature or the ultimate truth of the Buddha or sentient being, they are the same. And therefore, whether we talk about pure or impure things or good and bad and Buddhas and sentient beings, the ultimate truth of all these things is one. And therefore, we talk about the ultimate, in the ultimate analysis or ultimate nature or the suchness or the reality of all these things, Buddha, sentient beings and good and bad, pure and impure things, are of one taste. And so this ultimate nature has to be, you have to come to the conclusion and insight into it through critical analysis into the nature of things. And therefore, because this cannot be found merely through appearances, you know, based on the appearances of things, this is it's called the profound.
Tenen digital of those chini base. Sholokar Rinpoche Sri. Angdram Mendoge. Injina.
The root of creating Jukjirisha. So verse number 11, I think the root of creating the auspicious conditions for all the accidents of this and future lives.
So guru or teacher is very, very important. Now here, obviously, this, in order to take, sort of say, the work, job, teacher's job, first you should have the qualification, the quality which can tell student, can explain student. So similarly here, the spiritual guru, spiritual teacher, should have the quality. Now here, spiritual teacher, not only quality of knowledge, but also experience. Lama Tsongkhap is Seva Shuk Tsongkhap is Rang Gyu Matu is Shen Gyu Dutab Yungumar is Didi Yindu Shen Gyu Dua Dua Te Tomar Rang Gyu Dua Chu Gua Su.
So Master Tsongkhapa makes it very clear in his text on the Lamrim or stages of part enlightenment that someone who has not actually tamed or subdued oneself cannot try to subdue others, and therefore what you need is if the ones who wish to discipline others first of all they must discipline themselves. Mm-hmm.
That you tell said the gun do said the germ city shooter. Kang Chung Jung Truva Chenes. Kang Chung Jung Truva Chene. Tokbe Yen and the Ming Takbari Yabe, Mipinjis. Gavet the Machida to be good to Lush Gursos.
So, with regard to disciplining oneself and others, Master Tsongkhapa says, it cannot be come about. Through any kind of means that one may call as means to discipline or subdue oneself, but one may claim to have some kind of experience of spiritual experiences, which one may call as in realizations. I mean, this merely claiming something, some experience to be realizations, and using them to subdue others is not the way you actually subdue others, but the way you actually subdue yourself and others is by following the general pattern of the teaching of the Buddha.
That is love song you to watch.
And so the general pattern of following the Buddha Dharma in disciplining oneself means that one has to follow or cultivate the three trainings of morality, concentration, and wisdom.
Sila, Samadhi, Paranja. Without Paranja, you cannot sort of explain, without sort of the experience or some understanding, some experience about Paranja, it's difficult to show the right method to eliminate all these clash. Right? No. So therefore, the Paranja is the key factor. In order to experience the Paranja, genuine Paranja, not just mere knowledge, you need the concentration power. All your energy of mind, generalize. That is samadhi. So the samadhi, the real method developed of samatha is mindfulness and shishin karsa.
Introspection.
I can't pronounce that word. So something you see, something like police is watching. So first, any object including your own mind, or consciousness, or object, the shunya, or the absence of independent existence of mind, or anything, or object of certain chakras, or object of certain sort of the visions, visions like that. So mindfulness, so holding what you sort of what you
focus on.
Then the Lord never some young yamari, Lord digan la pe tang se jigal tang se sawa jig to me dago ma shi.
So it's not enough to be able to stay on the focus, but what you need also is very clarity and vividness of the object.
That the 시신 잘하셔야 경영도 합니다.
So for that, you have to use what is known as introspection or vigilance in order to check whether your mind is staying on the object, you are losing mindfulness or not.
The first step to practice or to increase the power of mindfulness and the vigilance, these two things, the practice of Shila, morality. When you walking, or sitting, or even sleeping, or eating, all the moment, every physical sort of action is mindfulness. Now I'm doing this, and whether this is something against the monk, for example, my case is a Buddhist bhikshu, so whether this is against bhikshu's rule or not, vigilance, then the mindfulness about what actually sort of moving you are doing, like that. So the practice of Shila is the basis of building mindfulness and
vigilance.
With the help of these two things, then shamatha experience. Then with help of shamatha, the vipassana, pranya. So, the guru, the teacher, first we should examine whether, you see, that particular person have this quality or not. The Maitreya Buddhasattva, you see, mentioned 10 qualities. Lavasumche,
So Maitreya Buddha in his Sutra Alamkara mentions these 10 criteria for someone to become.
I think generally speaking, I think better to say Maitreya Buddhasattva.
Maitreya Bodhisattva mentions this 10 criteria for someone to be a spiritual teacher or master, which have to do basically these 10 qualifications can come under the three rubrics of the three trainings of morality, concentration, and wisdom. He mentions the spiritual teacher must be someone who is disciplined, and pacified, and thoroughly pacified, and then also have more knowledge, or more knowledge, is more knowledgeable than his students, and then it has the diligence or perseverance in teaching and practicing the path, and also being very knowledgeable in scriptures, and also understanding the nature of things, the reality of things, as well as being skillful in teaching, and then also being very resilient, whatever may happen in the process of teaching others, being very resilient and forgiving, and so, and also he mentions the being compassionate.
That the initial logo, that issue the third initial order has a dagger, Jungi.
So, next verse, so this verse number 11 is about the qualifications of a spiritual master, and then next one. we go to the next one, verse number 12.
Proper teacher is the gazota kasa jukuti cooperative courses. Now, substantial course within us should be within ourselves. This sort of untamed consciousness or mind through effort, tamed mind, bachakrata, lo motua, lo tua shakrata.
So through your effort, what you can make is this transform this unruly mind that we have and become subdued.
Mm-hmm. For that, this human body, human brain, is very essential because they transform our emotion not by force, but by sort of kasoda, awareness or willingness, voluntarily. So for that reason, you see, you should have, the person should have this sort of wasade, intelligence to analyze, to think, not immediate sort of wasade, object or pleasure or happiness, but long-term interest. So that we human being have the ability, not other. So therefore, now therefore you see the substantial cause lot two that ngenju chaju sima da bata se di di nyeling ju ngara ju shiba di kan ju ju ba that di mi lu den di den re shiba di kan sa dan to ge ma do den shi na lu mu do wa den ji yin du tan jo ge mi lu sa de ka sha mu sha so.
And therefore, because it's important to have this substantial course, the primary course for becoming disciplined and transforming, making transformation within ourselves, which means having the experience or cultivating and developing the experiences of renunciation, wanting to go out of this samsara, and also cultivating bodhicitta, this altruistic intention to become enlightened for the benefit of others, and so forth. And they have to be developed through one's own effort. And so we have to use this. In order to be able to do this, we need intelligence. And we as humans, unlike any other sentient beings, like animals and so forth, have this special intelligence that we can use to cultivate and develop these experiences and tame ourselves. And therefore, there is the teaching here refers to the importance of human life, the preciousness and the importance or how difficult it is to find this kind of human life.
So we already have human body. So now we must sort of realize, human body is really kasota, quite kasota, effective sort of. The body, we have this marvelous intelligence. So we can analyze many things. So therefore, once we think these things, then we realize some kind of kasoda, importance of this body. Then gradually, without properly use these sort of good potential, then you get the feeling, I'm wasting time, like that. So time is money, money is time. So similar now here, the time is wealth. Now, wealth means here, mental wealth. Oh, every minute, every time, must use to enrich our sort of understanding about reality. Oh, conventional level, ultimate level. And then, through that way, eventually you will realize. I think we think more. Certainly, a lot of reasons to the benefit of altruism. The selfish, self-centered sort of attitude, if we think, analyze, they're really poison, very harmful. So therefore, you see this, so through that way, then we realize, no, I should not waste my time. Then furthermore, 니에가 직라 남게 로탄다 사디.
So it's on in verse number 13 where it says, this life of leisure is even more precious than the wish-granting jewel. Then I have found such an existence only this once, so hard to find, yet like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish.
So it is quite, now here you see meditate or think more. The life, firstly, not permanent. Maximum, about 100 years. Within 100 years, say, Kondo, Pyoganda Lama, Kondaram City Sumro, Tamji Nijuman, Tamji Chijuman, Nishute, Chetu Session, Nishute, Mojung Session, Nishute, and the Lotus Shinswan, Mr. Tomber Seven, Namtains.
And so Tibetan Master Gongdang Rinpoche has said...
I think three generations ago. Really great scholar. Also come from Amdo, my place. Amdo scholar. You see, he used to say... one time, he also told me, Pyoji Kheba in Amdo in Bichaps.
So when Amdo scholar told me that if someone is a Tibetan scholar, really learned one, then he or she must be an Amdo.
He half joke, he telling me like that. Great scholar. He mentioned. So someone asked him, you should write your own autobiography, right?
No. Autobiography.
Then one sentence he mentioned that, huh?
Yes. And so Gongdang Tenpo Dhamme said that 20 years have passed by without being able to practice the Dharma, and another 20 years passed by.
No.
20 years have passed by without being able to actually think about or reflect on practicing the Dharma. And another 20 years have passed by thinking or wishing that I could practice the Dharma. And still another 20 years have passed by.
Another 20 years.
Have passed by with regret that I've not been able to do any Dharma practice.
Simply complain.
So that's...
Now too late. That kind of sort of attitude. So, conclusion, 60 years wasted. Now I already... So almost now over 70, 80 years. So, the day of serious practice will not come from outside. We must make effort. Each day should be something meaningful. Through that way, even death come tonight, no regret. Otherwise, it's just all our intelligence spent calculation about money and fame. And power. Then, at the end, all those sort of achievement through your effort, right? Through because of use this marvelous human intelligence and human ability used for money, fame, power. At the time of death, now you realize no sort of benefit from money, no benefit from fame, no benefit from power. At that time, if you have the concept of rebirth, then only sort of factor which help next life or next life is imprint of positive karma on our continuation of mind. So then you realize, oh, all those things which I really try to achieve, now that no longer any use. Something which can be useful that I completely neglected. And then, at the time of death, you really feel sort of the too much
restlessness,
like that. So it mentioned that. So then death, also you see, not very certain. Of course, we, I think I myself also, you see, according physicians, my medical checkup, they say, oh, very good sort of health. So 99% I can say, I will not die tonight. But 1%, not very sure if something, all the certain something happened. Death might come tonight. No guarantee. So that's namchingeme sati.
So that is about the uncertainty of when you're going to die.
Oh. So chure namchingeba meba.
So what we can say is that death is inevitable, but then the time of death is not certain.
That chure nigula adasate simple thing gae phasachi.
So at the time of death, what can help us is only, as I said earlier, the positive imprints that will leave on our mind stream. So at the time of death, neither our wealth can help us, nor our friends and relatives can help us, and nor this even this body can help us. So at that time, what goes from this life to the next is the mind stream that we have.
Then, next sentence now.
Verse number 14.
Oh. Da shine ngendru mi ki teng mi chings. Teng jik yuk kujo sum tung, da ji chwa kimi do. Then, da diri ngendru tung e sama sa di.
So, verse number 15 says, there's no certainty that after death we may not be born in the lower realms. And so, from this, what this verse shows is the reflecting on the suffering of lower realms of existence. So, if we reflect on how we live our life, usually, it is actually summarized in...
yes, Aryadeva mentioned. Aryadeva, in 400 verses, he mentioned,
So And so Master Aryadeva, in his 400 verses, says that most people are more or less indulging in things which are not holy, virtuous, and therefore, what we can, what he has, says is, therefore, they would most probably go to the lower realms of existence. And so he also, what he says by this is that when we live our life, and what we think about, when, the thought processes that go on in our mind is, we are, in other words, our mind is more or less preoccupied with destructive emotions, negative emotions, and what we do because of that is all sinful actions.
And usually I describe those positive emotion need effort. Destructive emotion spontaneously come. Isn't it? Hmm? Even animal. Even child, children. Child. Then these positive emotion, we need a lot of effort, a lot of reasoning like that. And once you understand, still not sufficient. Familiarize. So therefore, without sort of seriously sort of judge or watch yourself or examine yourself. Then, for example, myself, oh, I am monk, I am Dalai Lama, I am a holy person. I always carry teaching like that. So I feel I am something really, I create a lot of virtues. But then very, you really touch on earth, then examine for 24 hours, what kind of my motivation coming? And my sort of action. Then sometimes you really feel shame. Oh, I promise all this practice, bodhicitta practice, shunyata practice, deity yoga practice. But often I carry these shawl.
No. I just do it on the side, like a side practice, not the main.
So really, myself compare on small insect. I think that insect quite honest, truthful. I study these things, some knowledge there. Also, you see, quite because of the conviction, quite strong conviction about these sort of things, yet negligence. Isn't it? So, if you think properly, examine yourself. We always examine other people. But first, examine yourself. It's most important, isn't it? At the real sort of danger, at the time of death, nobody help except yourself. So you must prepare when that situation, that time comes. You must have full confidence. Whole my life, rest of my life, rest of sort of the later part of my life, I sincerely sort of follow. Now, as a Buddhist, sincerely follow Buddha's sort of guidance there, Buddha's teaching. Then I feel, at that time, feel full confidence. Chava rup chiva la tos. Ding misir tamam mingyus.
So there is a saying by the Kadamba masters that the best of the practitioners actually are very willing to die, happy when death comes. And
that person, that practitioner, have 100% sort of sure next good life. So old body, some problem, eyes, here. Then, happy now. Next year, I will take new, young, because of the fresh body. So, Chavarup, Chivalatris.
And therefore, the best practitioners are happy when death comes. And then the intermediate level, the practitioners who are of intermediate level, they are not so unhappy with when death comes. And then the least kind of practitioners or the lowest kind of practitioners, they do not regret at the time of death.
Like that. So, the chiwe kwa tse. Da shine ngenru mi ki tingwe shis. Da? Te in ji tu kunjo sun tu ngen, sta? Kiam tu tse.
And so the...
Tene kiam tu tse jidu.
Yes. So next line in verse number 15 says the protection from such terror lies in the three jewels. So this shows the practice of taking refuge in the three jewels.
Buddha Dharma Sangha.
Buddha Dharma Sangha.
Now real protector is Dharma. Dharma, here I think two categories. One, Lungyende.
So
knowledge. And then second, knowledge translate into action. So these two things are real protector of you, of yourself. Buddha, teacher, cannot protect you. Then Sangha, example, right? Petas, so Bipitas.
The Sangha are those whom we look up at as examples for us to practice the Dharma.
Then Lendra Sangha.
Yes. And then next comes the reflecting on the law of causality, karma.
That's Rijmendra. That is Lendra Sangha. Kabliyata, Tanjoj. Da nami gyanden ge tanjo ju lu, ane lu pen yun, ane di dhubi gyu si song sha.
And then next, what is, the text teaches is the kind of human or higher rebirth in which is qualified by these eight different characteristic features. And the benefit of having such a form of life and the causes which leads to that kind of life.
So, di peji chulu peche tumori.
So these. So these are things which are common to all the major religious traditions, and we can subsume them under the category of the teachings pertaining to the beings with small scope.
Then, now this is completed about the, because of the further explanation about first level of practice.
So with this, we have covered the point which is in Master Adisha's text, referred to in verse number 3 that we covered yesterday. And next is the teachings pertaining to beings with of intermediate scope, which is referred by verse number, I think, 4.
So now here, I think, differ Buddhism and non-Buddhism. Now Buddhists, here you see the it become very important the kasajuti three principle sila samadhi paranya. Now paranya which understand anatma dharma selflessness because you know the ultimate root of all the kasoda. Clashes is ignorance. Ignorance, there are two types. Mishiba samki mongba ta, chinjilog mongba niche. Chinjilog mongba laya, tekonan yila mongbe chinjilog mongba chigda, mare, kasaji wudi, yunjil mongbe mongba chigda, tekonan yila mongba niche.
So within with regard to ignorance, there are two levels. First of all, mere ignorance, not knowing something, and then the second is the distorted understanding or distorted views. And within this second, the later one, then there is also this distorted view about law of causality and also distorted view about the final nature of things.
Yeah. Now the given thing is there, you know. Do you need me some of my banner? That's the case.
Yeah, it's a jugu.
19.
The verse number 19 in Lama Tsongkhapa's text.
Says, 19.
If we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the truth of suffering.
Now, Four Noble Truth comes here. Do you need me some of my banner?
And so the verse number 19 and 20. So it says, if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise in us. If we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. So it's vital to seek true renunciation of disenchantment with existence and to recognize which factors chain us in the cycle of existence.
Yeah.
So with regards to what is referred in line 3 of verse 19, where it says, if we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering. So regarding this causal process of the origin of suffering, when we go into this into more detail, then what we have is the 12 links of dependent origination, or Pavakrama, it's called. And usually, if you go to Tibetan temples and monasteries, you will find this the 12 links depicted on at the entrance of the temples and monasteries. This is what also the Indian master Gunaprabha has actually mentioned in his Vinaya Sutra, that this the depiction of the 12 links of dependent origination must be drawn on at the temple and the entrances.
Yeah. One time, when I visit, you see, some monastery in Thailand, and outside the main hall, there is a picture of dead body, immediate after death, one then quite fresh, close eye like that. Then a few days, either 24 hours, then few days, say body, kasa, ta?
Becoming
bad.
Decomposing.
Ka.
Decomposing.
Or decomposing, yes. So it sort of, because of picture remain there, demonstrated. So that's the part of practice of mindfulness about ugliness of this body for kind of antidote to reduce attachment of this body.
So this actually is about the practice of the mindfulness of body, which is one of the practices or elements in the 37 wings of enlightenment.
That is common. The Bodhisattva Yana, the Theravada Yana, all these are same. So, So the 12 links. First, ignorance. Then, karma. Then, consciousness. Then finally, death. Like that. So sometimes you see people,
Sometimes when you see this depiction of the 12 links of dependent origination, some painters actually make the painting more very elaborate or in such a way that they actually, you know, outside the ring, which is held in the ring or the 12 links is actually depicted as
almost,
being in
almost the, you see, appears like a deity and holding that traveling, a picture of traveling. It's wrong. It is a symbol of impermanence. So one time I suggested that should be because of skeleton service.
Skeleton.
That usually is the electricity, some sort of danger mark skeleton is usually is put. So that should be. And skeleton, symbol of impermanence. So all the 12 links within the nature of impermanence. Then that kind of sort of circle, ultimate root is in the center, because of peak, snake,
rooster,
and bird, three. They symbolize ignorance, or that's what Mariko said.
Ignorance. Avidya.
Ka?
Avidya.
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 Avidya. Avidya. Then, chana.
Growth.
Then, dasha. I think first,
rag.
Ignorance. Then, attachment. So, ignorance is often, you see, develop, what's it, the attachment. Attachment develop anger. So, these three things. So, poor pig symbolize ignorance. So, man, shimbhata, pakpare, lota.
I was born in the year of pig.
So, symbolize of ignorance. So, you see, that you see shows the so long ignorance there, then all these negative emotions and sort of sufferings automatically come. If you really want to stop these suffering and the causes of suffering, you must remove, you must tackle ignorance. So, anathema theory, or theory of shunyata, then comes. So in order to develop, as I already mentioned, in order to develop really powerful vipassana, which understand the shunya, you need samadhi. In order to develop samadhi properly, you need sila, self-discipline, these things. So that's about the second level. Now third level, about bodhisattva. That in the kasal.
Verse number
21.
Which says generating the mind or generating bodhicitta is the central axis. Actually, it should be merely bodhicitta is the central axis of the supreme vehicle path. It's the foundation and the support of all expansive deeds. To all instances of two accumulations, it is like the elixir of gold. It's the treasury of merits containing myriad collections of virtue. So recognizing these truths, the heroic bodhisattvas uphold the precious supreme mind as the heart of their practice.
So infinite altruism with combination of wisdom which understands shunyata, Shunyata is the ultimate reality. The all defilement that it develop the wrong view about that reality. So therefore, through practice or through meditation of shunyata, the all the wrong views, defilement, eventually dissolve in the ultimate ultimate sort of reality of consciousness. So these ultimately all suffering comes from the ultimate reality of kasoda consciousness because of distorted sort of ignorance. So when all the negative sort of result from that ignorance completely dissolve also in the kaso yings no kasere.
In the very nature of the mind.
Nature of kasoda mind, right? No. Like that. So nirvana, not outside, but nirvana is here. Once our mind completely liberated from wrong view and distorted sort of views, then that state of mind is nirvana. So that not only now thinking yourself, but you see entire sort of sentient being. That is the kasa. Zosang kuni trosheta, tishini mishita, ryuchina lujengu tatu sanji nimbuche. Maitreya Bodhisattva.
So Maitreya Bodhisattva says in Mahayana Uttara Tantra that the light of the enlightenment or the complete enlightenment of Buddha shine forth, and then towards sentient beings, and then also that the with regard to the emptiness or the suchness of the mind, there is no difference between the emptiness of the mind of emptiness of the mind of sentient beings and Buddhas. And because they have this...
all sentient beings have Buddha nature, pureness of consciousness. Therefore, the all sentient beings have seed of Buddha, Buddhahood. So Buddha nature origin there. So once we realize that nature,
And actually, this Buddha nature becomes manifest in us.
Oh, then there's Buddha. So all the defilement or destructive emotion based on ignorance. So any ignorance always very opposition always there. Awareness is the opposition of ignorance. So the awareness here have full reason. So very much based on valid reason. Ignorance, no valid sort of foundation. Therefore, ignorance can remove. Then secondly, the very nature of mind is pure. So ignorance is always remain derung sudo.
No.
Derung.
Ignorance can always be separated from the mind.
That ruang.
No. Ruang. Can be.
Can be.
No.
So that's the reason, you see, our destination from the Buddhist viewpoint, and particularly from the Bodhisattvayana viewpoint, our destination is Buddhahood. Through these reasons, you see, we can develop some kind of conviction. Today, Buddha Shakyamuni is our teacher, is Buddha, we ordinary sentient being. But we have the potential. Therefore, realize that potential, make effort, what Buddha Shakyamuni done. So we follow similar way, then eventually we also the same level of Buddha Shakyamuni. Then no longer prostration towards Buddha Shakyamuni, because same level. Perhaps I think this kind of sort of the concept gives us some kind of enthusiasm, isn't it? I think for me, of course, I respect all sort of the all teachings, theistic teachings, God, very good, these things, as I mentioned this, today as well as yesterday. But you see, that sometimes is give God always there, we simply here. The Bodhisattva Jnana tells we also eventually become God, become Buddha. So as I mentioned this morning, I think this morning, another group, I mentioned my Christian friend, one Christian Catholic monk, really a wonderful person. Now, he recently in Sanat, you see, he give talk. So he seems to see mixed with some of the Buddhist sort of idea. Eventually, we also become God. I think new Christian philosophy. I think it is quite okay. I think historically, I think when Jesus Christ appears in Jerusalem area, right there, see, people already have concept because of light come from east, that kind of, isn't it? Oh, some sort of learned person, three person from east. So already have east have some sort of wisdom there. So naturally, you see, the religion, the first one, like for example, in India, Sangha. Then later, Buddhism came. So Buddhism took a lot of idea from existing sort of, non-Buddhist traditions. And then practice of Shila, Samadhi, the Vipassana, these all same. Of course, Vipassana, the Atma and Anatma and Shunyata, these things are differences. Otherwise, it's the same. So those religions, major religions, come later. I think some influence. Now, Ten Commandment, or all these three sort of Trinity, these, I think some sort of connection, right? I think some influence, maybe. And anyway, so then after that, the Simji, so the altruism is the motivation. Then six parameters is action. You see, once we develop infinite altruism, combination with wisdom, we see the target or final destination. Then develop strong desire to achieve that in order to serve entire sentient being. Then actual implementation is six parameter. Because of Jimba, Chudim, Sabha, Jundu, Samdhi, Shirab.
So the actual practice comes to the six perfections of perfection of giving, morality, effort, and then concentration, patience, and wisdom.
So now about altruism. Now the Adishas, Adishas text, the other one. Rangyu tokwe dungye ki shen khasa kangshi shen ki dungye ki yangda sabar kunya ki kibutin chayin no se simgi kwa se.
So in Adisha's text, we are on verse number 5, which says, those who, through their personal suffering, truly want to end completely all the suffering of others are persons of supreme capacity. So this shows the practice pertaining to the beings with great scope or capacity.
Tenema in dinda simji sungya simji sungya choga.
Is Then we'll next jump to the verse which touches on taking the word or generating bodhicitta. Verse number 19 says, without the vow of engaged intention, perfect aspiration will not grow. Make effort definitely to take it, since you want the wish for enlightenment to grow. So this is about taking bodhisattva vows. So before that, we have the cultivation or developing the bodhicitta. So from verse number 19 down to verse 34, this is about the taking bodhisattva vows.
So now these two, they cultivate the altruism, or try to develop determination, the desire to achieve Buddhahood in order to serve infinite sentient being, that one, and then take actual bodhisattva vow. So now here, tomorrow, now before what's in the initiate the blessing of the
Medicine Buddha,
a part of that is usually you have to
generate bodhisattva.
Some training of bodhicitta mind. So I will explain tomorrow. So I think here is the multi-religious believer. So tomorrow, because of enthusiasm or determination about altruism, that I think everybody can take. Differences, you see, visualize, instead of Buddha, visualize Jesus Christ or Muhammad. And then try to develop sort of single-pointed sort of determination. Now on, I will never indulge with harmful actions to others. I will dedicate my body, speech, and mind, dedicate the well-being of others. So that everybody can take. And even non-believer, it's the rest of your life. Now dedicate your life, benefit of others. So not necessarily give up your body. Mentally trained that way. So quite useful. In a practical way, take maximum care yourself, eating, sleeping like that. Mentally dedicate for others. A little hypocrisy, isn't it? I think I will explain tomorrow. Yeah. Now about to time come? Or still some time?
No, I think it's time. It's time for a break.
So then some explanation about shamatha, and Vipassana, then the development of bodhicitta that I will explain tomorrow. Okay. Now today, this morning I met some Turkey. Someone, you see, they told me already here in Delhi, there are troops.
Yes, a dancer troop. Yes,
who dancer will do, troop.
The dance of the dervishes.
So you see, they want to bring, you see, their sort of group. So then, okay, although you see, my program already full. But half an hour can also reduce, and they can perform. So I agree. So now today's my lecture now end. Thank you.